Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. We are not back. I repeat, we are not back.
Is this a false alarm?
False alarm, Alice.
What are we doing here?
We're doing Best of Book 4.
Oh.
Bit of a recap.
This is sort of the revision portion of the podcast. So
exactly.
If you've ever thought it was a chore before, these episodes are really, this is like cramming, isn't it?
But people may only just be coming to My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Why do you say that?
Because we had something quite big happen a few weeks ago.
It's the elephant in the room.
It is, isn't it?
Embarrassing.
HBO, we did that. It happened.
Yes.
Thanks for watching.
1 hour on HBO. Can 1 hour take down a whole channel? Don't know. They've done it now, haven't they?
Yeah, I think there was a number of unsubscriptions after that.
Yeah, there'll be some new ears on this. Some shushy people that have HBO. They're like, all right, I want to see what this is about. But this isn't for them, is it?
No. This is not the place to enter Belinda, so to speak. You need to go back to season one, episode one.
Yeah, just because you have home box office doesn't mean you get to jump the queue.
Exactly. So go back to season one, episode one, with really tinny sound. And have fun.
We also have a big announcement.
Oh, we do. Yeah, this is. I'm really excited about this.
Are you expecting?
Jamie's moving flat. No, it's not. It's not that. But he is moving flat. We are once again hitting the road.
A brand new show.
2020 world tour.
Another live sex show.
Alice, we're going everywhere.
Are we getting a tour bus this time? Because I would love to just live with
that.
You both
no,
for
I
the whole
bear
time.
That. No fucking way. No. Separate rooms, separate flights.
Can you imagine bunks? Just
no.
The three of us in bunks.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? No way.
Okay, well, however we get there, we're going all over.
We're going to Australia and New Zealand.
We are.
Back to the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
Back to the scene of the crime.
We're doing all over America, including Radio City Music Hall in New York.
That's ridiculous.
What the fuck? I know.
And the UK.
We are. We're playing the London Palladium. Do you know who else is playing the London Palladium next year?
Who?
Madonna.
No, she's not.
Fuck
she
off.
Is. What? Why?
What do you mean why?
That's a bit of a, I mean, it's good for us, but for her.
I mean, it's our career highlight, but she should be embarrassed.
Yeah, she called them intimate shows.
Oh, right. I was gonna say,
we're like, oh my God, the Palladium.
Why isn't she at the Millennium Dome building? Isn't that where most, like, you know, big people play?
No, I think she just genuinely wanted a smaller, intimate environment.
Something smaller is really big to us.
So, yeah, we're very, very excited. As Jamie said, it's a brand new live show. The Lost Chapter is gone.
It's lost.
Forget it.
Properly.
But if you want to know where we're going and come see us, then go to mydadwroteaporno.com.
James wanted to recite every city and every date here and now, but we suggested maybe that's what the website's for.
Sydney, prison, I've forgotten the rest.
And also, can we say the thing, can we say when we're coming back for book five, season five?
No. We're going to save that to the end.
What? Why?
Because we need people to listen to this.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, that's clever.
You've driven the retention rate up there.
And do you know what people are going to do now? Jump ahead by 15 seconds lots of times. Well done.
And I don't blame them for it for a second.
Cheats and vagabonds, a lot of them.
Have we decided on a date?
We have.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll talk about it
I'll
then.
Do it with my hands.
Yeah.
I hope you're available.
Okay, but now let's relive, if that's appropriate, Belinda Blinked 4.
What a book.
Story?
Actual plot-ish.
Highs, lows.
Lows.
Mainly lows.
Mainly lows. Anal play.
Stop.
Oh, smoke up the arse. Oh.
Right, well, should we relive some of our favourite moments then?
Yeah, I mean, my favourite still of the whole series, and something that became quite important, was when we learnt Giselle's full name at the wedding.
We are gathered here today to witness the marriage of Tony Sylvester.
Sylvester.
That's his surname.
Sylvester.
Oh. That's so weird. Okay. Oh, Giselle. Oh God, this is going to be an absolute honker, isn't it?
I think I can do it. And Giselle.
Is it just a lot of consonants?
Mars Charlton Weird. De Klotz.
Let's see.
And what did you even say?
That's literally every letter of the alphabet.
You didn't say anything before De Klotz. Oh, I've missed that voice.
I quite like that vicar voice.
So warbly. And also that name. How has he waited 4 books to share that? Because he just made it up. That became a meme all of its own, didn't it, when that came out?
Yeah. I mean, people were guessing how it was spelt was the main thing. I don't think we ever quite got a lot of A's, if I remember
rightly. Well, apparently it's a real name. It's a real Dutch name. Not the De Klotz bit, I don't think. I think that was just poetic license. But the Mars Charkeverd bit is real.
And did we ever establish whether they were triple barrelling?
Oh, no, we didn't, did we? Oh, well,
Mrs. Sylvester.
Did she?
Yeah.
She wasn't Mars Charkeverd De Klotz Sylvester.
No. She was just Mrs. Sylvester.
Okay. But Belinda looked like heaven on a hat stand, didn't
she? Oh, she did.
Heaven on a hat stand.
There's been more unofficial merch with heaven on a hat stand on it than any other line of the book, I'd say.
And it wasn't just the wedding that was kind of eventful, them getting married, obviously a huge moment, but something happened when Belinda bumped into Helga in the toilets. Do you remember that? Helga pushed the chrome handle down, causing the rhapsodic flush to fill the room with a loud tinkling water noise.
Oh, she's using it to, like, block out what she's about
mask
to say.
It.
Helga said something, but Belinda didn't catch it.
Oh,
sorry, the toilet was flushing.
Are
what was
you
that?
Shitting me?
Belinda shook her head whilst Helga fumed.
What if she's telling her who the special one is?
Oh, God! It's spelled G-A-D.
Oh, okay.
Gad.
Listen! I'm F-B-I.
No longer just famous for her mayonnaise.
Oh, ow.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know where that came from.
This was where it all kind of started to become
ridiculous. Sorry, suspenseful. No, yeah. The idea that Helga was an FBI agent and that she'd been undercover for years
in the cupboard.
Another absolutely insane bit was...
Go on.
The...
This is your favourite, isn't it?
I love this bit so much.
Which bit?
Is somebody
the
having...
The gossip bubble. Oh,
no. Well, there might have been a bubble up there, I don't know. Some smoke literally being blown up someone's arse. Then the cheeks being clamped together. Well, let's hear it.
Contessa Lucia quickly turned 180 degrees, pushing her perfect rear end into the sky. Zachariah didn't need telling twice. Sensually, he pushed a long drag of smoke into her bottom hole.
Oh. Am I crying? Am I laughing? I don't even know anymore.
Bottom hole.
Into her bottom hole.
I don't even know if he's invented a sex move there. Is that a thing that anyone's ever done?
I've got some, like, sick stuck in my craw.
It is honestly one of the worst things he's ever written.
But has he invented that?
The human bong?
Yeah. The bonbon.
The bonbon. Bonbongo. They drink it in the Congo.
Sometimes I just feel like we've given him credit for getting better at writing. Has he got better at sex? Like, does he know more about sex now?
He's got more adventurous,
that's
for sure.
He definitely has.
He hasn't. The characters in the book... No, he's just obviously getting so bored about writing vanilla sex that he's going off on weird tangents and like, what if they had some weird Taramax flute that they whistle up their asshole? I mean, it's just not going to possibly happen, is it? It's just
I'm so concerned at what Jamie thinks is vanilla. I will never touch vanilla-flavoured anything ever again.
I think, you know, to be fair to Dad, like, he's started to insert more dialogue. He's added dialogue. He's sprinkled dialogue into the sex scenes a bit.
Don't say sprinkle either, I would say.
In these books, a lot of verbs are out of the question.
No, but remember this? This is one of my personal favourite bits of season 4. I love quirky. I love my friends. I love my job. I love Chardonnay.
Iconic. Honestly, the amount of people that... Do people shout that at you in the street?
People shout something. I can't quite work out the words.
I mean, if ever a line has summed up Belinda,
yeah,
that's it. If you joined the books at that point, that's all you need to know. She loves turkey. She loves Chardonnay.
Her friends.
Her friends.
Joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre.
And also, you know, big moment for Sam, the youngest man.
Oh, yeah, he got that. Yes. Promotion.
Yeah.
An unbelievable and unheard of ascent through the ranks for him. He must be good at what he does.
Yeah, so we had a lot of old characters back, like Sam, everyone at the wedding.
Yeah, it was who, wasn't it? It was sort of like a Where's Willy? Belinda blinked.
But we had some great new characters.
Oh, yeah. Who were your faves?
Who do you think?
Mr. Spooner.
Oh, he's good. He is good when he does that one.
I've missed that voice.
Can you say anything in it?
What would you like me to say?
So no.
Thank you, Alice.
He had quite the entrance. Do you remember his first experience with Belinda?
Spooner slowly moved the cufflink downwards, and with it, the laser beam travelled past Belinda's eyelashes, over her upturned nose, down her puffy lips, and past her chin. Terrified, she began to smell smoke.
What? What's on fire?
The laser was burning her cocktail dress right down the middle.
Oh, for God's sake!
The precision of that laser cufflink.
Oh.
Didn't mark her skin in any way, but cut the dress perfectly.
What other uses would he have for that? When is that actually getting him out of a tough time?
Yeah, all it's going to do is make people feel embarrassed because it's going to undress them.
A classic embarrassment laser.
I also liked how it went through her body. So it cut not only the dress in front of her, but then behind her. But
and yet no damage
her.
To the actual form of the woman.
See,
yeah.
MI5, you know. Q has been busy.
Brilliant. Or Rocky hasn't and has just not really thought it through.
Not like Rocky to not get science.
You say that, but... Self-heating pans, Alice, come on.
Don't get me started on that again. I'm still not over the fact that you two are underwhelmed. I can't actually talk about it. It makes me too mad.
I wasn't really paying much attention when I was reading it.
You're both morons.
Just words on a page.
Long live Rocky Flintstone.
Yeah, I don't think I quite understood the major discovery.
Oh, backtracking, are we?
But then do you think that's why Herr Bish wants it? Because he wants to use it for real, not just for cooking, you know, carrots.
For real?
Yeah. Do you think he wants to create some sort of bomb?
Is he saying for ill or for real?
Pharrell wants to use it.
For ill, like for bad means.
Stop
saying
for ill. Since when did you say for ill?
No, but do you think that's what this whole book's gearing up to?
What, he's going to, like, weaponise the Trioxybrillo range?
Well, why else would he want them? It can't just
to sell them!
No, it can't just be that.
Sorry, I'm not going to be part of some conspiracy podcast. I don't want to be... This is not how I'm spending my evening, thank you.
But it wasn't just his cufflink that was a gadget. Remember that ridiculous ankle bracelet that he had? When he fucked Giselle in the reservoir, he had to escape into Cricklewood pumping station. And
Oh my God.
You know what happened. Spooner unlatched his leather ankle bracelet of charms and connected the top bit to the bottom bit and then to the middle bit.
Just say it connected it all.
After a few minutes of assembly.
A few minutes?
There was a perfectly formed pair of miniature binoculars.
What a fucking waste of time.
The ankle transforms into binoculars.
I was hoping you would say into a car or into a helicopter or something.
Literally brilliant. I mean, to this day, people are trying to work out how the anklet works.
But also, why wouldn't it be a means for escaping Cricklewood pumping station? It was just a pair of binoculars, like the most useless... gadget on the planet. And also the fact that it has a little wet wipe in there as well.
Forgot about the wet wipe.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I would be remiss if we didn't mention what else happened around this time. I think it was the first time your dad introduced anal play, is that?
Does the smoke arse combo not count as anal play?
Well, this was like full on rimming.
Oh, I do remember.
It wasn't. And can I just say, for the record, let's play the tape back, my lords. Let's hear. Just as his cock was resurrected, she threw him over so that he was on his front and started to lick his hairy bottom.
Oh, yeah, I mean, case closed as far as I'm concerned.
No, licked his hairy bottom. That's definitely cheek.
Since when? How many times do we have to go over this?
Do you know what?
And also,
if you're on
the cheek, you go in deeper.
What?
You're not just going to lick the... Why would you lick the cheek?
No, I agree, but I feel like if you're going to lick the cheek, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to go deeper.
And why is the cheek hairy? Why the hairy thing is repulsive? Let's just move on.
Some people have hairy bottoms.
I'm sure they do, James.
I think you always remember your first time that your dad
licking
mentions
a cheek.
Rimming.
Oh, yeah.
So enjoy that, Jamie.
We'll never forget it.
Has he mentioned it since? Like, has he mentioned rimming to you since?
No, we don't really talk about it.
About rimming?
About any of it, really,
right.
Anymore. There was a bit when speaking of
rimming,
pubic hair.
Oh.
Do you remember when Valinda was shaving hers at her desk and all of the RSMs walked in the room?
Such a pro. Yeah.
Shockingly, one of the most professional things that's ever happened at Steel's Pots and Pans.
Wasn't she like holding court at the time? She was like talking to it. She was like, how's everyone's sales?
Didn't someone lose a whole stack of couscous evaporators or something?
Couscous evaporators?
I mean, how it's taken us that long to bring that up is a shocker.
And Trevor fucking Ditherhead was being an absolute nightmare.
I imagine her sploshing the Bic into a bowl of water as she does it. Do you know what I mean? Like a sort of like Turkish barber style.
Oh, I thought it was a trimmer.
I think it was because it was like there was a noise. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think of it more as this like sort of like full wet shave that gentlemen get in those old school salons.
No, because she was just trimming it because she wanted a full bush because she was on her way to
you're
to
right.
Paris,
you're right.
She?
So she was more of a kind of coiffuring.
Yeah, because she went to the Moulin Marron.
She met the show with Mistress Sweet Juice.
A wonderful combination of choreography and snacks.
The audience applauded, and just as they did so, the arm popped another balloon, revealing a hunk of thick thigh.
We're going to be here a while because there's 1,001 of them.
Little bite-sized pieces of ham.
Ham!
Cheese.
What?
And baguette. Rained down on the congregation.
Hang on.
James, so it's your perfect night out.
Why did I not go to Moulin Marron?
It actually makes me hungry.
Does it?
Yeah, it really makes me want like a jambon sandwich.
It's a really good like way to keep your audience going throughout a night, I think.
Yeah.
Just keep feeding them.
And airdropping it in as well. Don't let them go to the bar. Drop it from above. Yeah.
Would you just try and catch it in your mouth? What if it fell on the floor? Would you pick it up?
3-second rule.
No.
In the Moulin Marron.
In the Moulin Marron. Imagine the fluids on the floor.
Marron by nature.
All the disinfectant in the world could not clean that place.
No, honestly, that does make me feel a bit peckish. But her other food collaboration, Nad Samaj, makes me feel like I want to wash my tongue with bleach.
Belinda sank to her knees and began eating the thin layer of room temperature cream.
Oh my God.
Off her bubbly body.
Oh my God.
Granted, repulsive, disgusting, never mention it again. But I do think Mistress Sweet Juice was a great creation.
Someone did some great drawings of her.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they were cool.
She really came to life on the page.
Are they on our Instagram?
They're on our Instagram, at My Dad Wrote Her, if you want to see them. Lovely plug, Jamie.
She's got to make a reappearance, don't you think?
I hope she doesn't, actually. I think she just lives in the Moulin Marron. I don't think she ventures out.
Not allowed to leave.
She can't leave France.
She can't leave France?
She can't leave France.
She doesn't have the documentation.
And then once Belinda got back from Paris, things really started to ramp up.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the end.
I can't believe you don't think it hasn't already ramped up.
No, but do you not remember when she went into that old church and sat next to that old crone?
Oh, the crone!
The coughing crone turned to Belinda and said,
"What did the nightingale sing to the dustman?"
Sorry, I've got the wrong pew. My bad.
Belinda looked around herself before answering, "Mr. Bojangles."
Oh, shut up.
My favourite thing was that Spooner then chased them with a gun.
Well, he is a spy, James. What did you expect?
Was he going to shoot Belinda? Rude.
Don't accidentally shoot the crone. What a way to go.
But she was the big suspect then, wasn't she?
But you don't just shoot the biggest suspect, do you? You need to question them. Oh, they're a suspect. Shoot them dead.
Do we remember who the crone turned out to be?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the person that you'd least suspect it to be. It was Helga again.
Well, she is also an agent. So, you know, Dad is consistent with his characterisation.
And obviously then, once Spooner, Helga and Belinda got together, they had sex.
In the hotel.
In the hotel. And there was a little nugget of a line I found on a re-listen that I feel like we need to hear again.
He reversed out of Belinda's tunnel of devotion.
Stop it!
And creamed himself into her belly button.
Oh, Lord!
Oh, that appears to me by...
Beep, beep, beep.
There was so much going on that didn't even touch the sides.
Yeah.
I imagine it like, have you ever watched baking shows like Great British Bake Off, where they ice cakes with a piping bag? Now, they can create quite a like lovely little swirl they sometimes do on the top of maybe like a cupcake.
Right.
And I'm imagining that, like a beautiful...
I also can't believe that we haven't discussed yet that kind of chant. Do you remember that chant that was created?
Oh, you can call it the ultimate pop song.
When Belinda goes to the factory and is reunited with Giselle and Bella, the Glee team. They all shrieked, formed a little circle and sang. G for gin, T for tonic, R6 titties are supersonic.
We
don't mind men, we don't like fuss. We're the Glee team, come and get us.
My God, it's good.
It's a hit, isn't it?
Isn't it? They don't write them like that anymore, do they?
No, that's a real. It's got a real old...
An anthemic kind of
number. Anthemic. Come on.
It's like an old, like, shanty, isn't it?
Yes, it does have a sort of folkish quality to it.
And it was the last time they would ever sing it. Sorry to bring the mood down, but...
Oh, James. God, that is such a... That's a killer observation there, yeah.
Well, the Glee team are no more because... Spoiler alert.
The special one was revealed.
It's Helga, wasn't it?
No, I knew you'd forgotten.
My name is Giselle Mars Charkova de Klotz. And I am the special one.
Still not over it.
I didn't really think it would be her.
I did.
Did you? Oh, yeah, you
spend
did.
Spend that £3.
Oh, have you?
What did you buy?
Single gin and tonic from Wetherspoons. Thank you very much. And obviously, Giselle went back to her maiden name.
Oh, yeah.
She rejected her married name.
Yeah.
It was a sham.
It was a sham. She's back to Markova de Klotz.
We can all say it. We don't need to say it now to prove it.
I'm gutted, though. I'm really sad. It's the end of the Glee team.
Yeah, massive end of an era.
But it's the start of a brand new era.
It is.
Because they've formed a secret... What is it called?
Let's see if Alice remembers.
It's the collective...
Nope.
It's the committee.
Nope.
It's the...
She knows it begins with C.
It's the cordial... they were all jokes. It's the chairman.
Nope.
No.
Collective.
Collective.
No, it's not.
Order.
Oh, what is it?
Should we find out? One, all, and everyone.
I've covered all bases.
Welcome to the first official meeting of the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights.
Confidential.
Confidential.
You see, that was my next guess.
Cock for short.
Yeah. We're in the era of cock. We're in the reign of cock.
We are.
Are you a cock?
I'm a cock.
I'm a total cock.
I'm full cock. I'm not ashamed of it.
But then, you know, we were left with a classic Rocky Flintstone clit hanger. A bomb went off in the car park as they were leaving, just as the Duchess boarded Toffee Apple Chew.
A bomb went off in an erotic novel. Like, let's not forget how this started.
We might be looking at bits of pony being blown to smithereens. Don't.
So do we honestly think that people are dead?
No. Someone's going to be dead.
Yeah.
Don't say Toffee Apple Chew.
I hate to break it to you, James. Toffee Apple Chew is Toffee Apple Sauce.
Don't. Toffee Apple Glue. Don't say it.
Yeah, pieces. Like, slathered
no
against the
way.
Walls.
No
yeah.
way, no way.
Thing is, though, is he going to kill a character that we don't really care about, like Toffee Apple Chew, because
not
brand
a character,
new.
A horse. Okay, so...
But you know what I
We're
mean.
We're really clutching at straws now.
Character. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Someone that we don't... Or,
someone. Oh, my God.
A horse that we don't care about particularly.
We don't care. Take those words out of your mouth. Don't care about. I fucking love that horse.
Or is he going to kill someone that's quite a big player?
I think big player. Really? And the horse. I think there's going to be more than one fatality.
Oh, no, not Toffee Apple Chew.
Is that really all you're focusing on?
It could be Belinda. It could be Bella.
Also, who set the bomb?
Yes.
There was a shadowy figure running off at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And it can't be Toffee Apple Chew.
No, they were definitely two-legged.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so actually quite exciting. Mm.
So wait. When can people actually come back to find out?
Yeah, okay. So we will be opening book 5 of Belinda Blinked on Monday, the 9th of September.
Woohoo!
Porno Days back!
Yay! I mean, I don't know why I'm excited. It's my dad's porn.
Because there's story. Because
That's
there's
true.
Plot.
Yes, you're right. And I want to know who died.
There's a lot to find out.
But in the meantime, go to mydadwriteaporno.com to find all the information about our brand new live tour.
Yeah, we'd love to see you there, whether it's Australia or America or Europe, wherever. Come and hang out.
It's going to be really, really fun. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned.
Do you know what I really fancy now?
What?
Toffee apple.
Don't. It's too soon.
It is way too soon.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.